T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Now, the national story, I think, over the weekend in sports was the Los Angeles Lakers, who took on the Milwaukee Bucks and the Clippers and beat them both. You know, and there's been this talk about LeBron maybe surpassing Giannis as MVP. And I kind of said, really? You really think so? And after watching him play this weekend and not just, you know, basing it on two games, I should say, I'm getting to the point where, and I'm not there yet, but I'm pretty damn close, and it's so hard to compare eras.
Uh-oh.
But is it possible that he's really better than Jordan, especially now at his age? Now, Jordan didn't play when he was 35. LeBron is 35. Jordan took 3 years off, 35, 36, and 37. LeBron, what he did this past weekend, the last four games, he's been incredible. He had 28 yesterday. He had 37 Friday against Milwaukee. Philly's not very good right now without him being Simmons, so he just had 22. Then he had 34 in a I'll Show You Zion game. It's just – and the reason I'm saying this is, look, if Michael played today, his physicality might be different. His body might be different. But LeBron is doing things that Michael can't. And it's getting incredible right now what he's been able to do at his age. He doesn't seem to be slowing down at all.
I want to go back to something you said at the start of your statement. Mm-hmm. You said, I'm not there yet.
Right.
Well, if you're not there yet. Hold on.
Yeah.
If you're not there yet after watching this guy play for 17 years, winning multiple championships, winning multiple MVPs, what will it take?
Well, it'll take. Continue as he gets older to keep doing what he's doing. It's incredible at his age to be doing what he's doing. And it's very close in my mind now. I never thought I'd even say that because I'm pretty much old school guy, you know. But to see what he...
But Stoney, I guess what I'm saying is, look, longevity is a good thing.
Right.
I will never argue against longevity. I think that is something to be admired, not put down. Some people, it's like, you know, Hank Aaron. It's like, well... The guy played 25 years. No wonder he hit so many home runs. I'm like, yeah, he played 25 years or whatever he played. So that's why it's amazing. Sometimes people want to rip on Karl Malone, who's number two in the scoring race right now, right behind Kareem ahead mm-hmm. of LeBron, because he played so many years. I'm like, that's not a bad thing. Why wouldn't you want to be a productive member of society? But I do think the problem with longevity, if I now flip on myself, is that at no point was Jordan at his very best, I'm never going to put under anybody, including LeBron. LeBron at his very best, Jordan at his very best, I'm taking Jordan.
Okay.
And so I think that's part of the argument.
Yeah, that's part of, but it's one thing when you mentioned longevity is if LeBron was just playing out the string.
No, he's not. He's fantastic.
He's been unbelievable. And, you know, look, if Jordan played those 3 years, who knows what his stats would be. It's difficult to look at the Wizard years, and we'll see what LeBron's like in 3 years.
The Wizard years don't count.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
LeBron's not going to have Wizard years.
Okay. So forgetting about the stats, the eye test, and our telephone number is 248-539-9797. Look, championships is always going to be number one with a lot of people. So he'll always be listed ahead of LeBron in that. Michael's a better outside shooter. There's no doubt about that. Other than that, I mean, maybe a little better defensive player now. LeBron, he was for a long time a much better defensive player. Now LeBron's a very good defensive player.
Yeah, when he wants. I mean, Michael was a defensive player of the year.
Right.
And all-team first defense almost every year.
Rebounding, passing, yeah. Physicality. Here's the question. Would Jordan be the greatest player if he played in today's NBA.
But you said it yourself. You don't know what he looked like.
You're right. I know. I don't know.
He didn't start doing serious weights until later on in his career. Whereas LeBron is this, as you said so famously a couple years ago, he's so big and thick that he's just in a different. I think, and I mean this with all due respect, because you are, after all, the godfather. You are the czar of sports talk radio in this town. I think you're being a little simplistic here, and I think you're overreacting to Friday night, because on Friday night, it was Giannis, it was LeBron, it was a late game, so I'm sure a lot of people around here didn't watch it.
I didn't see that much of it either. But
you read about it the next morning,
and here's
LeBron, and here's Giannis, and here's the king, and here's the heir apparent, and the king said to the heir apparent, not so fast,
which
is awesome. Did the same thing as you have referred to Zion, what, about a week ago? Not so fast. And that's a great thing to do, and I give him a ton of credit for that. But why, I mean, we have this debate every single year, it seems, around June.
And I'm sick of it, and I brought it up myself, so slap me. But I just—
That was Stoney slapping himself.
Right, exactly. But just—
But I'm saying, why are you reacting to two regular season games?
Because
you don't react to him dragging a sorry Cleveland team. I mean, of all the stuff LeBron's done in his career, I think one of the most impressive things he did was, I think it was 2015, Kyrie was out, Love was out, and he took that series to, what, six games against Golden State? That's unbelievable.
But I think it's the age thing that's aroused me, so to speak. Not that way. You know,
Interesting choice of words.
Well, yeah, I know. Woken me up to see him doing this at 35. That's the difference to me.
That's great. Okay, that's great. But, I mean, like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of other sports. Like, yes, the fact that Brady has won so many Super Bowls at an advanced age has certainly helped him. But just because he does it at an advancing age, it doesn't make him the... You know, like if Randy Johnson... I wouldn't say Randy Johnson at his best is better than Pedro at his best, or Randy Johnson at his best is better than, you know, Sandy Koufax at his best. Yes, he did it for longer,
If you're asking me who's the best player at their best, I would agree with you, it's Jordan. But when you're looking at their whole totality of their career, if he is able, and it's still able to produce like this, 36, 37, 38. I mean, come on. Doesn't that say something? It's not that he's just playing.
It says something. But
he's still one of the top two or three players in the league at 35 years old.
Well, that's true. That's absolutely true. But I go back to something you said earlier this morning when we were talking about Cassius Winston, and Wojo said he might be the second best player in Michigan State history behind Magic Johnson. And you jumped in and said he might be the best. Because
I meant towards the program. I didn't mean actual individual player.
Okay, but I mean, but he did it over 4 years, where Magic did it for two.
Right.
I do think you're mistaking longevity.
Okay.
Well, no, let me take that back. I think you're overweighing longevity.
Okay.
I think it matters. I just don't think it matters as much as you think it does.
That's a fair criticism.
Well, no, I'm not saying you're wrong. That's my own personal opinion. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. The ticket text 97136. We have set the all-time record, earliest LeBron-Jordan debate in an NBA season.
Wow.
We broke the old record by about a month and a half, so I'm proud of us. We're talking about LeBron and MJ, the classic debate, which has bubbled up again after watching... What'd you watch, like 6 minutes of basketball this weekend? You've come to the conclusion that LeBron has passed him?
No, I didn't say he passed him. I said, but it's as close as... I mean, the fact that he's doing it at 35, and I know you can't compare eras. I get that. I mean, there's more three-point shooting now than there was back then. It's a different game. You know, these scores. Look at the scores. It looks like it's the 80s, you know, before Michael came into the league.
Mm-hmm.
All these games are like 115, 110. You know, games are getting into 130s. So it's a different type of game, but he's still so freaking physically dominant. I mean, before the season started, I don't think anybody said LeBron James is still the best player in the league. I think he's right now, what we've seen so far this season, I think he is. Do you agree with that at least?
I think I certainly think he's in the conversation.
Okay.
I mean, I have a hard time saying I would take LeBron over Giannis, but part of that's age
or whatever.
And when you talk about the MVP of the league, I still think Giannis has probably got the edge, although certainly LeBron is going to get a lot of votes.
Well, LeBron has a better, you know, second wing, so to speak. I mean, Anthony Davis is just great.
Yes, exactly. That certainly will help LeBron James in the standing. We got a lot of ticket texts, 97136. LeBron is currently playing in a no defensive era in the NBA with scores in the 140s some night. Jordan is still the best. LeBron is freaking great. We all know it. He was never going to be as good as Jordan. End of story. Bron versus Kareem is a much better debate. Sorry, MJ didn't take load management days. How did LeBron do without a superstar on his side? It's a complete joke to even think to compare him to Jordan.
Well, there are people that believe that Pippen was a superstar, so that takes that argument away.
Well, Pippen was a superstar, number one, and LeBron got to the NBA Finals in 2007,
with Booby Gibson.
Seven, eight, whatever year that was.
Yeah.
They got to the NBA Finals. They lost to Spurs, but still they won a conference when LeBron was the only player on the team. Let's be honest.
I know.
And then, like I said, a couple of years ago, they got to the finals and essentially lost Kyrie and Kevin Love. Yeah. And they got to game six against the Warriors, and that was all LeBron.
But
so
Michael won those.
I
Michael
will stick up won for that. Him there. Yeah. I remember last year, and I was thinking about this during the commercial break, when the Lakers failed to make the playoffs last year. Granted, the West is a good conference, but still. And I remember Mike talking a lot about this. That was a huge strike against LeBron.
Yeah,
James.
I agree with that.
The greatest player in the history of the game kind of should always make the playoffs.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
I'm just, like I said, maybe it's you know, reaction in the moment, but seeing him doing what he's doing at 35 years old
Is just... I mean, earlier this morning, you said you think Liberty's the best team in college basketball. So I do think you're overreacting a little bit. And you said you thought Zimmerman's going to win the Cy Young in the American
League. No, I said, give me death or give me Liberty, and I would take Liberty.
Yeah.
That's all I said.
Give me Liberty or give me death.
Yeah.
You reversed the thing.
I know. Yeah. I was taking Liberty.
Let's go to Tom in Lapeer on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys. Couple things. First of all, Jamie, when are you going to give the Birch the first seat in the wrap-up show on Sunday night?
Never. Because I never get the first seat. Wojo always takes it. So the one chance I get to actually get it.
True.
I mean, I got
anywho.
Yeah.
Well, they're the dream, right, fellas?
Yeah.
Hey,
couple
things. Stoney, I think you and I are contemporaries for the most part. I just have a serious problem with generational comparison.
It's very difficult.
One reason being, you know, the other huge comparison, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, right? So when I started playing golf in the late, mid-70s, when Jack was in his prime, give or take, he was hitting drivers with a sweet spot the size of a peanut.
Right.
Okay?
With actual wood.
Yeah, wood persimmon drivers. So to compare the two, I just would like to see LeBron go down the lane and have Ricky or Bill standing there waiting for him. You know, I don't think the defense is nearly as intense as it was back then. I remember Daddy Rich talking about defense wins championships back in the day, and it did.
Let me ask you this, okay? Now, granted, okay, granted their physiques might be different, but you look at Rick Mahorn and Bill Laimbeer and what they look like physically compared to LeBron. LeBron would just blow them down the lane because he's so much bigger and thicker.
Maybe, but like you said, load days right. off, carbo loading, you know, whey protein. I mean, you didn't have that stuff back
in
the day. When those guys ended a game, they were eating chicken wings and drinking Budweiser.
I know. But you know what else I didn't realize? And somebody pointed out the ticket text, and I remember checking this out. LeBron, percentage-wise, is a better three-point shooter than Jordan, which is hard to believe, but it is.
Yeah, LeBron's like way up there in three-pointers made all time.
Yes.
But who do you think's a better shooter?
Overall, I think Jordan is.
Yeah. Who would you rather have taken the shot?
Jordan.
Yeah.
Right. So. Would I rather have driving into the hole? LeBron.
I don't know.
Because you know what? The reason maybe you are correct is because they might get fouled and Jordan will make the foul shots and LeBron might miss them.
Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.